the name is tangled. A patchouli scent of undergrowth and dirt. This was the edge of the city once. A zone of asylums and infirmaries. Duquesne Road. I know the name. The mythology surrounding Harry Roberts. They used to sing it at the football. Send chills through the coppers there. I wonder where it happened. Certain I can feel the repercussions. Charge of vexed energy. It seems a long way. The terrain is stretching. Buildings flung apart. I haven't been around here for years. Hammersmith Hospital, crowded foyer, hubs of activity, Costa, Sodexo, subway. I look at the instructions again, a smell of disinfectant and rubber. The ward is upstairs. You have to buzz in.
What do you mean?
They don't check who I am. I think about security, the lack of it, how I could be anyone. I walk past three bays, three enclosures with identical beds and grey curtains. There are figures. Shapes under blankets. Low murmurs. Woman's own strewn across chairs. I turn a corner. I see a son and daughter. They're both there at the foot of the bed. They look pleased to see me. I suppose I'm a distraction. A break in the tension. It's a shock seeing her like that, at odd angles, as if she's been flung there. It doesn't seem right that she's here. Our conversations have always revolved around Edgware Road, where she's lived for 70 years, and Yorkshire, where she was born. Those were our coordinates. I didn't want her to spend her last days here. The ward is insulated. There are no windows facing out. Just a white glare from the strip lights, the grey linoleum floor. Her face, the penetrating look of it, is concealed, pressed beneath one I barely recognise. Her mouth is reduced to a diagonal line. And I realise I've never seen her without a shampoo and set. This new hair is electrical. Tufts of it rising from the scalp. Her eyes are shut, but she knows I'm here. Talk to her like I always do. about the old places, the terrain we shared. I list them. Braid Street, Boscobel Street, the cafe on the market. Her eyes open. She smiles. A deep beam coming from that continent of memories. That ocean beneath. Her green eyes. For a second, a lamp's signalling from there. At regular intervals, her daughter goes to the car park to put money in the meter. The car park is run by Sodexo. They fine you if you don't top up, even at a time like this. And it's always a time like this for someone. The meter keeps ticking. They send the letters automatically. There's never anyone to plead with. Use your charm on. Kay is my friend, and I want to be close to her. We've got a connection. We'd both left Yorkshire for London. 50 years apart. Her hand feels smooth and hot as I hold it. Her face is fading, as if I'm looking at a drawing, just lines etched onto paper, nothing coloured in. But her spirit is still here. She's still fighting. I walk through a brick arch into the car park. The prison is there, transmitting Victorian darkness, brutal order. Now it's unravelling in overcrowding and squalor. Today it was on the news again. An inmate stabbed to death by four others. 90 attacks in 6 months. You can hear them. Tormented shouts from deep inside. The smell of weed drifting over the walls. And that other smell. Stale and septic. Hard to describe. Of decay. Something off. Something bodily, an unclean wound. It's haunting, hearing them like that, on lockdown, calling through cell windows, waiting for answers to come back from the walls. I listen for him. You can tell so much by listening. Images form in my mind. I know what they look like suddenly. I know who they are. I look up at those high brick walls and wonder if he's there behind them. I tell myself it's impossible. I would know. I'd have a sense of it. He's had to flee. That's the version I have to tell myself. Turning back towards White City, I see the shell of that tower. I can't avoid it. Until now, I'd refused to look. I couldn't bear to see it. Not even on TV. Now, it's at the center of my vision, rising over the Westway, a symbol of everything that's gone wrong. I can't let the thought settle, the possibilities held there. They It must be out of range. On the continent, maybe. There are photos tacked to the walls. The trees, faded now, under laminate, under plastic bags. Faces blotched in the rain, colors seeping as if they were drowned. I think I recognize some of them. They're missing, like he's missing. The separation has been forced, riven like a gully, a deep furrow through the center. There can be no balance now, no equilibrium. I'm split in half like a tree in a storm. But somehow, I know he's alive. The thought is resilient, unalterable. I would know if it was otherwise. The knowledge would come like an explosion, a collision wrapping me in it. It would fell me. Until then, there's hope. How many of them had been there that night? How many of them illegal, evading someone? Ever since I'd met him, all those years ago, they had been fugitive like that. None of us using our names, hiding our identities. Not from each other, but as an allegiance, a form of protection. He'd only ever known my first name. It was all I went by. And that was all I knew of him. We found each other through bar rooms, telephone boxes, notes pushed through doors. That's how he'd find me again. I can still smell the smoke.